the road. But the area in 1914 was very, very poor.
You mean to say Mastoget, Majorna, Jantorget?
Yeah, since we have Mastoget is one of the churches, then you have Oscar Fredrik Church.
Yeah.
And you can actually see the church from here. It's very close.
Yeah.
Just a minute's walk.
Yeah.
5 minutes, yes. Perhaps. So it's two very large churches in a very small area.
Okay.
But there are different people visiting those churches in that time. Oscar Fredrik was for the nicer people, the wealthier people, okay. The finer people. So the poor people never really felt comfortable in that church. In this church, there were free seats as well. So
what does the free seats mean?
Free seats means that before this church was built, usually in the churches you rented benches.
My God.
So if you couldn't afford renting a bench, you had to stand in the church. And the services was much longer than. Nowadays you have a service for 1 hour on Sunday, but in those days perhaps 2 hours. And 30 minutes preaching, 40 minutes, which is, I guess, in some churches today, normal. But in Swedish, in the Church of Sweden, you tend to have a preaching around 50 minutes. Then people get tired. So
this church became a church for all the people.
Yes.
Not to rent. You just come and sit.
Yes,
and
you can sit. And it changed in the whole Church of Sweden at that time. So, but this was really built for everyone. And it's built in a national romantic style. So you have your...
What is national romantic style?
It's during the beginning of 20th century. People were rediscovering the national identity.
Okay.
So then they wanted to claim heritage from the past.
Okay.
So then they tried to build you can see it's more almost like a castle outside.
Yeah.
And when you walk inside, it's really like you being traveled back to a monastery or Viking age in Sweden was very big in that time. So during the Viking age in Sweden, we had the idea of people traveling all over the world, conquering and being wealthy and so on. A powerful time in Swedish history. The idea was that. So then you wanted to build something like that inside. So you have a lot of carvings, but it's also traveling back to the old church time. So the medieval church time.
Okay.
So the Oscar Fredrik Church is built in the end of the 19th century, 1894 or something like that. And this is built 1914, so it's just 20 years
difference,
but it's two different styles. So they were going back to the Gothic style, which was very popular in the end of the 19th century. And this is 1914, then it's the national romantic, the Swedish great past.
Okay, it reflects everything here. Huh?
Yeah, so that's what we have in this church. And of course the greatness of the church is also the views.
Okay.
So if you visit this, you have the view of the sea and the
river.
The river going inside. So perhaps better you see it from here. There's a lower.
Is this Göta Älv priest?
This is Göta Älv. Yeah. So from here you can see really the development of Gothenburg. So you have the buildings from the beginning of 20th century down here.
Yeah.
So you can see how it was built. Square with a little yard inside.
Yeah.
Small apartments. And then you can see the development over time. And
high-rise buildings.
Yeah.
Huh?
So you can see the development of Gothenburg. Gothenburg is a very small town in the beginning of the 20th century, Gothenburg is still quite small. So it's just when the industries starts to grow that the city grows. And you have the shipyards, and all you can see here was shipyards before.
Okay.
But now we have no shipyards.
Just the name.
Only build
apartments.
House buildings. So everything is, you have the crane left.
Yeah.
But that's the only remembrance. Oh. And we have some of the buildings left, but almost no shipyards at all. Some industries are left, but not much. So we really changed
a lot in 100 years, yeah. Huh?
And nowadays it's not many poor people living here. so that's what happens over time. And not that many small buildings. And we have tore down very much of our old buildings since they were out of time. But we have, if you walk up towards Slottsskogen,
yeah.
Then you see parts of the old Masthugget. You can see it still, how it was built. But usually they have resized apartments, so they have larger apartments now. But it's still small apartments. But the new buildings that are built have large apartments.
A priest, it's really significant. This church addressed, in a way, this church was a reminder to the people of the city and Sweden. Hey, this city is for all. Was that the beginning of egalitarianism or socialism in Sweden, can we say? A benchmark? Because
no, I can't say that. Some of the priests 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
You worked 6 days a week. You had leave on Sunday,
yeah,
if you were lucky. And then you were supposed to go to church because it was a law.
Oh, it was a law?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, yes.
When this law came into existence?
I don't know when they removed that law. It's around the beginning of the 1900s.
Oh, God.
Yes.
So when this law was taken out, priest?
I don't know exactly when.
Oh my God, very interesting.
You have to Google it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But we had laws that said that you had to go. But of course, not all went anyway. But in Sweden, we had a law saying that you had to be a member of the church.
Oh.
Some kind of church. In the beginning, you had to be a member of the Swedish church. Later on, it was okay to leave the Swedish church if you went into some other church.
Okay. Yeah.
And so we had for a very long time we have a one religion country.
Yeah, of course.
Really it was just 2000 that the church and the state was separated.
Okay.
So it's not that long ago.
Yeah.
Only 17 years ago.
So now, Father, the interesting thing is, you know, this church was built 100 years ago for all the people, and it has a capacity of 1,000 or 1,200?
No, it's not, because we have rebuilt it inside, so now we have the capacity of 500 people.
Okay.
Because we have removed the lectern.
Yeah.
We removed some seats in the front of the church, and we removed some seats on the altar lectern.
So
we have Oskar Fredrik is really, they can take 1,200, I believe.
Okay.
1,000 to 1,200 people, and we can take 500. So we actually look larger than we are.
Okay.
Because you can see it in the big tower, of course, is so big, so you think the church is bigger than it is inside.
So now, 100 years ago, it was really people who were coming to church. Today, now in 2017 in Gothenburg,
yeah,
how many people really come for the church service or mass?
The service, ordinary Sunday, nothing special happens, is around 30, 35.
My God.
People. But when we had the children service,
yeah, baptism,
we have once a month we have a service for the families.
Oh, okay.
So we were around 250.
Okay.
Something like that, 2 Sundays ago, when we had for family service. But and for Christmas we are full, and so it's about 300, 400, 500 people when it comes to Christmas. Okay.